94.3 K News. Here they are, the Valley's favorite talkers, Bill Feingold and Kevin Holmes.
Hummus, Kevin.
You hummus, Bill.
I can't.
You're the hummer.
Yeah,
your allergies are so bad.
My allergies are really bad. Welcome back. It's the Bill Feingold Show. It is 6 minutes after the hour. Mm-hmm. See, I don't even have to look. And we're at the Palm Springs Art Museum. Kevin
in Palm
and I
Desert.
Here. Bob Bogart is here in Palm Desert. And we're joined by one of the top 10 artists in America.
I'm number one.
Are you number one?
You are the number one.
I'm
number one.
So the hell with the rest of them. That's what we say.
The hell is in the ass of the nine.
That's right. And the gentleman's name is Calvin Aaron. And our good friend Fred Fern brought him in. Big money manager. $3.5 million under the pockets, right?
Whoa.
A billion, but not million, but it's
billion, okay.
Billion,
$3.5 billion. That's what I was going to say. $3.5 billion, Fred Fern. And Fred Fern, his concept was the shops on El Paseo.
And how successful is that? I mean, it's a great.
Yeah.
It's called being blessed, guys.
Yes, that's for sure.
Somehow I missed that blessing. And the good news is, I think the art exhibit, it opens tonight. At Studio 55. On El Paseo in Larkspur. It's 73-655 in Palm Desert. And there's a reception tonight, and you can go to see some of the works of Calvin Aaron. So welcome to the show, Calvin. Can I call you Calvin?
Come, sure. Of course.
Yeah, okay.
Of course.
Now, Calvin, you're a Holocaust survivor.
Right.
And that's reflected in your painting. Tell us what your artwork is like.
Well, if you wouldn't be from the knowledge of drawing people, I started doing when I was 7 years old, okay? And I painted the Prime Minister of Latvia when I was 13. And he got me to the academy at 14, which nobody could get into an artist academy in Latvia at 14 years old.
Right.
Had to be 17 or 18.
So you were a child prodigy.
Right, exactly. So what happened was I was there for... You know, until the Germans came, Hitler came, and in other words, let me tell the story a little bit about Hitler right before I do anything else.
Okay.
But I wound up in Vienna, at the academy in Vienna, with a full scholarship, and there were six together, and people had no money. They couldn't go in, get in. Now you need to have had any knowledge of painting people or drawing people, anatomy.
Right.
Otherwise, you couldn't get in. Now here's the story. I'm standing there. There's five other students, and the professor. Points to me, this young man is very talented. He doesn't have to pay when he gets into the academy.
Nice.
I was here, he said, I was here as a student in the 30s when I happened to be near the office, and this young man came in, and they kicked him out.
I know who it was.
He didn't know how to draw people, didn't know anatomy. He came back, they kicked him out again. Who was that? Adolf Hitler. Oh, you know the story.
I knew I wrote down
you
Hitler.
You know the story.
Because the story, if Hitler had gone to art school, maybe we never would have had all the
things. No, we definitely wouldn't have had
it. Wow.
He would have been a furchtbarer Maler, a terrible artist, and it wouldn't be World War II.
Right.
They wouldn't have made that movie of the last year either.
Yep.
When they stole all the art.
Yeah, they stole all the art.
And then, of course, he went to Munich, you know, and then they put him in jail, and that's when he wrote Mein Kampf. That's it.
A very bitter, horrible man.
Yeah, yeah.
But so now, how did you escape from the Holocaust?
Well, okay, so if it wouldn't be from a knowledge of drawing, and I went to the academy as a young, very young man. You know, I had a show when I was 6 years old, 7 years old. Okay, so what happened was, when I was there, I didn't have any money to pay my materials. I didn't have canvas. I didn't have no money.
Right.
So the professor used to take me into the office. He said, come to my office, and I'll give you all the materials you need, you know. So that's what happened. So, but this particular professor was a portrait painter. And he had occasionally had a commission to go to another city and do a portrait of somebody well known there.
Rich or famous, yeah.
Right. So I became an assistant professor at age...
How old?
24.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
So anyway, he said to me then... And he had to hide me. I had to get into his office. Nobody should. He didn't want anybody to know that he gave me the materials.
Right.
You know? So he said, when I stop being a professor there, you know, eventually, I want you to take over. So while he was gone, I would be there, and show them. Showed him how to do things.
Right.
And they liked me. And when he came back, he said, I don't want him. I want you to be my teacher. You know? So that's my story.
So you're a great talent. Fred Fern, how do you know Calvin?
Well, I'm very blessed. The reality of it is I set up an investment advisory company, believe it or not, named for Winston Churchill.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's called Winston & Company.
No, it's not Winston.
I know.
Churchill Management.
I know, it's Churchill Management.
And I set that up in 1963.
Right.
And I've been managing money for now 51 years. It's quite a nice story. I'm very proud of it. And as I got a little older, I wanted to take up a hobby. And so I went to a big park in Los Angeles where they had an art teacher named Calman Aaron. And if you know Winston Churchill, his very famous hobby was painting as a pastime. He actually wrote the book, Painting as a Pastime. And so I went to Calman to teach me how to paint, and he's very tolerant to help me compared to him.
14 years ago. 14? 14?
Maybe more than that, actually.
Maybe more than that.
Yeah. Calvin, does Fred have talent as a painter?
Well, he has talent, and but he doesn't have enough time to sit there and to finish something.
Maybe he doesn't have the patience. He's so busy.
Well, that's what I'm saying, yeah. He has 1 hour. That's it.
What do you paint, Fred?
I paint oil, and it's just a real blessing to be able to have a...
Do you paint portraits, though? Do you paint scenery?
I paint mostly landscapes.
Landscapes,
yeah.
And he follows Winston Churchill. When he did it, how many times a week did he paint, actually?
Yeah. I don't know the exact time. I know that he did a lot, and he's quite
normal. But it relaxes you, right, Fred?
Oh, so he only has 1 hour... What, every week.
I think Calvin's giving you a hard time.
He comes here. Oh, you have to go. He has to go get up early.
Watch the stock market. He's watching the stock market. He's watching the bond market.
Exactly.
You got to watch all that.
Exactly.
Well, that's correct.
You're reading Barron's with one hand and you're painting with the other.
That's true.
Calvin wants you to concentrate. You've got to concentrate on this stuff.
It's funny.
No, but he really enjoys doing it.
Oh, good.
I was going to say, because when you are painting, it really does. You focus on it, and it takes all the rest of the stuff off your mind. It's a real blessing, especially when you got the guidance of the Son of God there to help guide me how to do it.
So now, Calvin, your show opens tonight at Studio 55, which is at 73655 El Paseo, but El Paseo in Larkspur. Give us the famous location. Well, if people want to find Studio 55.
It's right next to the gardens, where Saks Fifth Avenue is, of course,
right
on El Paseo. And it's right in front of the area that Fashion Week has their big showing.
The big tent, yeah.
The big tent. And it's right on the corner there. And Studio 55, you can't miss it. It's a beautiful art gallery.
Right.
And it's run by some awfully wonderful people. And
who are those people, Fred Fern?
Well, his wife's here.
And
the owner's name is Joe Graziano. His wife, Hannah, is sitting right here with us. And they've got a very nice young man named Adam working with them. And they have a wonderful art gallery. And when they heard about Calman, they were so excited about opening this, having this show.
Right.
I mean, Calman told you most of his stories about his life in... you know, to get to where he is today.
Right.
But he left out one of them, how when his mother and he and his brother were taken to one of the camps.
That's what I wanted to know. Yeah, okay.
Okay. He saw them throwing the babies in the air that were killed. And yet he turned out to, and he painted the guards to stay alive. That's why.
Was that you do portraits of the guards?
That particular day, everybody got in a truck, you know, and they took them out of the ghetto. The ghetto was all closed in, you know. That particular day, this one man wanted me to do a portrait of him. He was a painter himself.
Right.
And he set up an easel for me. When my brother and I was in the same truck, you know, and we went in there. And we came back. There was nobody there in the ghetto. Empty.
Gone. Everybody was gone.
Wow.
So your painting saved your life.
And then absolutely. Many times.
But we're going to come back with Calvin, Aaron, and maybe we'll come back with the gallery owners, because I wonder how many pieces are going to be. How many pieces are you showing?
About 10 paintings and three drawings, I think.
It's something close to 14.
Are they all portraits, all with people?
No.
Nope.
No, I usually was doing portraits all the time, because that's how I managed to survive.
Yeah, we're going to come right back. I want to know, there's not one Fred Fern hanging in the gallery? Fern? I think that's a perfect thing. Don't you think, Fred? We're going to come right back with Calvin, Aaron, and Fred Fern on the Bill Feingold Show. We're on 94.3 FM, 970 AM, and we're at the Palm Springs Art Museum in Palm Desert.
Official KNews forecast presented by DCS Heating and Air Conditioning, delivering distinguished customer service. 343-5566.
Sunny and warmer, but get ready. Highs may reach the mid-90s by next week. A high today of 80 here in the Coachella Valley, about 10 degrees cooler up in the high D. 40s and 50s in the mountain communities. Locally, winds will be light at 5 to 15. That's your weather. I'm Ron Young, and you're up to date.
Wall Street Journal report. I'm Jennifer Kishinka. Other airlines might want to take a page out of Delta's book. By paying attention to the little things, Delta has sharply reduced the number of flights it has to cancel. Airlines, of course, face cancellations due to weather, but the Journal Scott McCartney says Delta's found ways to fix issues that lead to cancellations on good weather days.
It's really remarkable for sort of the routine stuff that scrubs flights, the maintenance problems, breakdowns, crew issues, pilot gets sick, they don't have a replacement.
McCartney says Delta's new analytical software and instruments help monitor the health of planes and predict which parts will soon fail. We should see a slight pickup in hiring this spring. A career builder survey finds 26% of employers plan to add full-time permanent staff. The best areas to find work: information technology, financial services, and manufacturing. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials down 13 at 16,559. The NASDAQ's down 19. The S&P 500 off 2. This is the Wall Street Journal report.
Identity thieves are filing false tax returns using real people's information. They've stolen nearly $4 billion from taxpayers, prompting former Mayor Rudy Giuliani to issue this important LifeLock identity theft message.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. No one, not even law enforcement, can stop all identity theft. You need to arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com and enter promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate membership. 800-611-7050. 800-611-7050. 800-611-7050. Network does not.
Papa was a lone stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he died, only the left was alone.
23 minutes after the hour, it's the Bill Feingold Show. Bulldog Kevin and Bob Bogart were at the Palm Springs Art Museum with one of the top artists in America, Calvin Aaron.
The number one artist in America,
who survived the Holocaust because of his great talent, because he was doing portraits. And there's a Steven Spielberg movie in that story. And also you have an exhibition opening tonight at Studio 55, and we have the owner of Studio 55, Hannah's here with us. So tell us what's going on. You give us all the details.
Well, tonight Calmon will appear from 5:30 to 7:30 is our opening of the exhibition. The exhibition is going to go on until April 30th. Calmon will be there tonight. And also, Susan McGee, who wrote Calmon's life story and has done a beautiful coffee table book with his paintings and his story, as you've heard how interesting that is. Mm-hmm. And she will be there tonight with her books to sell them and sign them. And Calmon will also be there tomorrow night, Friday night, April 4th, which is Art Gallery Walk Night.
First Friday. Yep.
The first Friday of each month during the season.
That's what I just said, Adam. First Friday. And he'll be on the Art Walk?
He will be at our studio.
Oh, you'll be at the studio?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll be signing the name. I'll be signing my name.
And
the book.
The exhibition is beautiful. I think we have about 14 of his works. You know, he's a very prolific artist, so it's a small showing of that. But
can you describe some of the pieces? What are people going to see?
Primarily, they're landscapes. They're mostly done in oils. We have two pastels. There's a woman reposing as a non-landscape one. Anyway, it's very beautiful.
There's going to be 14 paintings of mine.
Right.
And in my studio, I have 1,400 paintings.
Now, Bob Bogart just showed me on his phone a beautiful portrait that
he did. This was the woman that wrote the book.
Really?
This is McGee. She was 6 years old.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
This is her.
That's kind of how this came full circle. Then she re-met him as an adult and decided to do the research and write this book on this.
Who is this? See, Bob Bogart, his phone is just loaded with people that you've done. Yeah, your artwork is amazing.
Thank you.
It's very, very
nice. So tonight the opening is from 5:30 to 7:30, correct?
Right. Okay. You're going to be there, right?
Oh, not tonight, but I'm going to come to the art gallery.
Okay.
At night, I gay schluffen.
I'm sorry, what? You know what schluffen is?
Go to sleep. My day starts at 2 in the morning, so it's hard. But Studio 55 is located 73-655, but that's El Paseo and Larkspur, right? It's
correct.
Right where the Fashion Week was.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Right on the corner, across from Tommy Bahama.
Yeah, we passed it by. You know, it just looks like a very good area.
Are you excited about the art show? Do you give a lot of art shows, Calvin?
I've been in many art shows.
Right.
I've been in London. I lived in London, and over there, I had a show. I had all over Europe, I had shows. Now, but I wanted to come here.
Right. Do you still paint?
Yeah, every day.
I don't paint.
I do drawings, pastels, landscapes. But I used to do, when I came here, I became famous as a portrait painter.
Right.
I had portraits every day. I had a child coming from a long distance to sit for me.
How long would it take to do a portrait?
Depends whether it is a drawing, pastel, or oil, or watercolor. Right. It's two sittings. I do it in one sitting sometimes.
Really?
But three sittings most of the time.
How long would it take you to do me?
How many seconds can you see? Still,
Calvin, you just met. It's always about Kevin.
I know. Sorry.
He wants a portrait. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, the portrait of him.
Yeah. Give him a little more hair because he's losing. Yeah.
More hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm not losing that much hair.
I know.
If he gives me his hair, I'll do it.
Well, it's a delight to meet you. It's an honor to meet you. And it's such a wonderful story how your artwork saved your life and made your life.
Yeah, it did. It did save my life, definitely. If that day, particular day, when I came back to the ghetto,
and nobody was there.
Nobody was there. But the reason why I went out there. was to do portraits of one of the people from the German army. That
one of the Nazis?
The Nazis were going to Russia. They were going to invade Russia. So I was there as long as I could, you know. And then I came back. My brother and I was with me, and there was nobody there.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And then the way we found out that they killed everybody, some girl played dead. When they took him out of the ghetto,
right?
All of them, and they machine gunned them, you know. Mm-hmm. So this one girl managed to escape, and she came and we saw her trying to get in, but she couldn't get in. It was all, you know,
barbed wire.
So we finally get her in. That's when we found out what happened there. You know.
And there are people running around saying it never happened.
So if it wouldn't have been then that day doing a portrait of this man, I wouldn't be here.
Wow.
And so on September 14th this year, we're going to celebrate your 90th birthday. That's terrific.
Happy birthday. Early.
15 years old, why not?
Yeah. Well, again, everybody, if you want to see Kalman Aaron's work, tonight the gallery opens. It's 5:30 to 7:30 on El Paseo in Larkspur, and it runs through April 30th. And your gallery also tomorrow night during the art walk, Kalman will be there.
Correct.
Yeah. So are you going to make drinks for people? Are you going to serve drinks? Drinks. You gonna open champagne and pour
liquor?
Oh yeah, I'm going to open it.
Well, then Fred. Why did I think Fred needs something to do tomorrow?
Well, Fred does it better than I do.
Yeah, Fred Bird could do that. Well, anyway, Fred, thank you for bringing Calvin Aaron in here. You're delightful, and thank you, Hannah.
Okay,
thank you so much.
So all month, basically,
all month,
your paintings will be there. Thank you, and best. Keep up the good work, Calvin. You're a good man.
Thank you. Kay Ballard's coming up.
We're going from great artwork to great show business.
That's right.
Kay Ballard. You're listening to The Bill Feigold Show. We're live. We're local on 94.3 FM and 970 AM.
The Desert Station for breaking news. KNews 94.3 FM and 970 AM. From the Palm Springs Subaru Volvo Newsroom, here's Ron Young.
It is 58 degrees outside the studios here in Palm Springs. A high today right around 80. A warming trend by next week. It's going to be hot. Trust me on that. Right now, let's take a look at the stories we're following this morning. Home improvement retailer Lowe's is going to pay $18 million to settle an environmental lawsuit filed by 32 counties, including Riverside, over the illegal disposal of hazardous waste. Riverside County will receive $650,375 under the settlement, according to the DA's office, Public Information Officer John Hall. He said the county is home to 10 Lowe's home improvement stores and one distribution center. Local veterans have been saying for years that the contributions of the U.S. Navy submariners have been overlooked in the Inland Empire, and their voices have finally been heard. On Saturday, there'll be a dedication of a memorial at Riverside National Cemetery. Captain Eugene Doyle, commander of the Submarine Squadron 11 in San Diego, is expected to speak at the 10:30 a.m. ceremony. A bronze plaque recognizing submarine sailors of the past, present, and future was installed this week on a stone wall behind the amphitheater. The idea for the memorial came from USS Bonefish Base, the Inland Empire chapter of the United States Submarine Veterans, a national fraternal organization chartered back in 1964. A new study saying hitting the snooze button does not ease a person into the waking up process. Stanford researchers say interrupted sleep is not as refreshing as continued sleep, and each bang of the button only gets you an extra 1 to 10 minutes of light sleep and not the deeper restorative sleep. The authors of the study tell the San Francisco Chronicle that the morning wake up process is like driving a car, that if waking up is the destination, hitting the snooze button is similar to running over a pothole. In sports, the Dodgers scored 3 quick runs to win in the first inning to cruise to a 5-2 win over the Padres at Petco Park. LA's off today before its home opener tomorrow against the Giants. And the Angels lost their third straight to the Mariners at Anaheim. That's the latest news here on 94.3 KNews. Another update in 30 minutes. And, of course, breaking news at any time.
KNews, home of Bulldog Bill Feingold, the only man in town to use the word fakakta and get away with it.
I guess we have Jewish music to introduce Cape Allard.
Yeah.
The Jew-wappy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's 38 minutes after the hour. Big thank you to Calvin Aaron. He was very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Very talented.
Very touching story.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of talent, it's the Bill Feingold Show with Kevin Holmes and Bob Bogart.
Good morning.
One of our favorite ladies and so talented, Kevin had finally got to see you perform. It's the wonderful Cape Allard is here.
Yo, how honored I was that Kevin was there.
I know. Kevin was in a live theater.
Kevin,
I was so excited to be there. It was and it was such a great show, Kay. It was so much fun.
Were you happy with it? You looked thrilled.
I couldn't have been more thrilled.
Yeah.
Right.
And I have you guys to thank for a lot because you did a lot of publicity.
A lot of our peeps were there.
That's right. Yeah. And it was wonderful because they had calls, and it was,
it was great. Your show was terrific. You did it at the Camelot, and supposedly you're going out of business.
Well, until I go to the next town.
That's right.
Each town, I'll go out of business. In New York and in Chicago.
Yeah, but you were fabulous, but you also shared this. I have to say, Carol Channing was funny as hell from New York. She did
that
number.
Isn't that the funniest number ever?
It was great that you got to bring so many good friends of yours up on stage with you.
And then Shekala.
Shekala was so funny.
I call him Sheckers.
Yeah. Sheckers.
He is so brilliant. I don't know why the McCallum doesn't give him one night. I mean, the man is...
The two of you could
do a show. Interesting? Yeah. Young people like Kevin. The young people love Shecky.
Right.
He's been on our show many times, and he's very, very funny. But that was the first time I ever saw him on stage, and he just goes and goes, and he's just
I'm going to tell
hilarious.
You what happens. It happened with you, with Shecky. When the spotlight hits you, it's
you turn right on.
A lot of years.
Really,
40 years disappears. And you're like this girl from Cleveland that's thrilled to be.
Both of us are happy, really happy.
And Shecky seemed like, this was therapy. I thought Shekala's never getting off the stage.
He is the most wonderful person, and so is Carol Channing.
Yeah, Carol Channing was brilliant.
Yeah.
And Mimi.
Yeah.
That number she
and
did.
And Bradley, Bradley. And Peter Marshall, who sings.
Yeah, put the
microphone. Make sure you keep the microphone in front of your mouth there a little bit.
And Bradley.
There you go.
And Peter Marshall, who sings the same way he did
His voice sounds exactly the same. Exactly.
But now, a lot of stuff. Now, you went out of business, and now you're busier than ever.
I'm busier than ever, and thanks to you, too.
Yeah. And
I must tell you that I am so honored to get that award. I'm going to get it.
You're getting the first Lifetime Achievement Award from Jewish Family Services at Michael Childers. We have to give Michael – it's his one night only. He has 365 nights a year. It's one night only. At Michael Childers, it's one night only at the McCallum. And Cape, you're the first one to get the Jewish Family Services Lifetime Achievement Award.
You know how that thrills me? I mean, I'm from New York, and my whole life is Jews, and they call me a Jew-wappy there.
That's very funny.
And then on April 30th, you're going to be the luminary at the CV Rep Luncheon, which is
That means, luminary. I'm going there to support the theater.
You get lunch, and then you get to chit-chat.
No. Another thing is they say, well, you're a legend. I'm a legend because I lived this long.
No.
Or they say an icon. An icon is a joke right away. An icon of what?
But you're Cape Allard. Kevin was amazed at all the things. Because he didn't know all the things you've done.
And you know something? It's not half as much as on that thing. You know, when I see things at night, I say, oh, my God, I did that. Oh, I know that guy. Oh, I worked with that one. Right. I worked with her. That's the good part about being this old and remembering.
Right. Yeah, you're a great man. And you're sharp as a tack. When the show was over at the Camelot, did you sit down and go, wow, I knocked their socks off?
No, I was thrilled, though.
Yeah, you were thrilled, yeah.
What does knock your socks off
That means it's the greatest thing. You know, when someone
knocks
your
crowd.
But you want to know something? I was thrilled.
Yeah. Well, you deservedly so. You were great.
Well, I loved it.
Yeah.
You know, I loved being there. I love people. And I brought you a surprise.
I know.
Now, Luca, what do we have in front of us here? What's going on?
Yeah, Luca, Luca is a baker.
Yes, we're from Frankie's Italian Bakery, and we... been around for 6 months in Cathedral City.
Oh, so you do?
Yeah, we were new.
I was so thrilled the minute I said, an Italian bakery here? I've been here 50 years.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, and Kay's been such a supporter. Oh, we and, love
well,
Kay.
You can tell.
See, I'm telling you. So why don't you bring us, Luca?
Well, today we brought the grano wheat pie. It's an Easter pie, very traditional Italian.
Grano wheat pie.
Yes, it's got grain, wheat grain that comes from Italy, and it's basically a ricotta pie.
Oh, and it's ricotta.
Has, yes, and it's got
it's
citron.
From Calabria. And yes, Calabria, from Calabria. And the first synagogue in Italy. So in my heart, I am Jewish.
Yeah, you are a Chewabi. Yeah.
Yes, and this actually.
And cannolis you brought.
And cannolis, yes, also ricotta.
Those
cannolis
look amazing.
Chocolate chips.
They really look amazing.
We're going to be very popular when we get
we're
back to
be,
the office.
We're going to be.
We have to lock our door.
We might be a few pounds heavier.
We have to lock our door.
We're not sharing.
Well, so now, Luca, tell people where your bakery is so if they want to go see it.
Yes, it's on Perez Road between Cathedral Canyon and Date Palm. Right there in that industrial area.
Right, okay.
A little
cool.
off the beaten path, but we have signs out there that say Italian Bakery, and people find it.
How did you find it, Kay? How did you find it?
Well, it was Frankie that said, oh, I have an Italian bakery, and he brought me a cannoli. Well, that did it. I said, where are you? Where are you?
Well, if Kay Ballard says this is good, then it's got to be delicious.
Oh, absolutely. And Shecky Green comes in,
oh,
too.
Shecky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You've got some good clientele all of a sudden, don't you?
So if you want to see all the celebrities in Palm Springs,
right?
We should go to your bakery, to Frankie's Bakery.
Well, yes, absolutely.
Because when I first saw it, I said, gee, you're out of the way. But, my God, there have been people there every day. So, if you know, when something's good, people find it.
Oh, yeah. Right. Definitely.
Well, thank you, Luca. Thank you very much. So every week I think I'm going to start a diet and all this happens.
All right.
Yeah. You're a Jewappy also.
How am I a Jewappy? Well, I love Italians. My first partner was Italian.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was very good. We had a little thing, St. Clair, a statue of St. Clair, and he put it in front of a clear glass of water. Because St. Clair would always keep things clear, right?
And so, St. Anthony, turn it over in the lawn if you want to sell your house.
Oh, okay.
And it works.
When we broke up, I poured ketchup into the water. I stirred it up.
And
it was very dramatic. I said I didn't do it.
You know, when people say, you know, I don't know why people are so super sensitive when you say WAP. That means without papers. And that's how it originated.
Yeah.
Wow.
You come to this country and they say you have no papers, they put an X.
What?
WAP.
Wow.
Okay.
Cape Allen is teaching us a lot of stuff
today.
There
you go. That's I did not know that.
I am sick of the fact that the people are so sensitive.
Yeah, we're not politically correct.
No,
it's boring to be politically
correct. It is very boring. You can't sing a song like All Dressed Up Spick in Spanish. Well, why not?
I just told Kevin he couldn't believe it. I used Spick and Span to clean the kitchen floor the other day. Remember Spick and Span?
I know they still made it.
Yeah.
They still make Spick and Span?
He doesn't. Do you know we never heard of Samson and Delilah? I mean, we find out all these things. Kevin?
I don't know much about those
kinds
of stories.
We're with Kay Ballard. And Kay is getting the first Lifetime Achievement Award from Jewish Family Services at One Night Only, which is Michael Childress' big show, April 23rd. That's exciting.
Congratulations.
Thrilled.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's better than a Tony.
Hey.
Yeah. For me,
I almost said, what's a Tony, but I'm kidding.
Oh, no. It's a home permanent.
I remember one Jewish joke that was so adorable. It's in Miami Beach. The kid is drowning, and they save him, and they say, oh, thank you, but he had a hat.
He had a hat. Right? That's right. Where's the hat? Yeah.
Go ahead.
And also on April 30th, CV Rep, which is right here, which is a wonderful place in Rancho Mirage, you're going to be the luminary.
Yes.
Yep, the luminary luncheon at 12 noon, which is wonderful.
When? Today?
No, April 30th.
Oh, April 30th.
You have a whole month.
Am I going crazy? This is Doris Day's birthday today. And
she's
Marlon
90
Brando's.
Today, right? Are you going to call up Doris Day? Will she answer the phone?
No, she won't answer. So what's the point?
But she's going to be 90 today, I read, right?
Well,
up a little. Oh, she cheated too.
Oh, really? Why does
everybody
everyone do
lies
that?
A year or two, you know.
Sometimes Ted.
Did you do that, Kay?
I did for a long time, and then I said, "What am I kidding? Who am I kidding? God, no,
no."
I'm 88.
Oh yeah, 88,
and you look great.
Proud of it.
And you're still one hell of a lady on that stage.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, really, I don't think you're going out of business.
I'm not going out of business
right.
in New York. I told you.
Yeah,
in
right.
San Francisco or Chicago.
Right, okay.
But I'm going out of business.
Right here. Are you going to take your show?
Costs too much. I'm going out of business in those places.
But will you take your show to New York?
New York? They asked me to do 54 Below, and I don't want to do that.
Oh, okay.
I want to do Town Hall or the Carlisle.
Carlisle, okay.
Carlisle has a... you know, the old, know, feeling of elegance.
The late, great Bobby Short was
not
the Carlisle
only that,
Hotel.
They are, you know, when they say, oh, it's so sophisticated, they're like any other audience.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know, I do, the Bon Soir was like that, and it was very successful.
The Bon Soir.
The Bon Soir. Where Barbara Streisand and Mike Nichols.
Oh, they all starred? Yeah.
You know, I mean, let's face it, Woody Allen, everybody.
Everyone starred before he married his daughter. We'll be right back with Kay Ballard, and we're going to bring Bob Bogert back because he just has a quick little announcement for the museum, right? And we love you, Kay Ballard, so just sit tight.
And thank you, Luca.
Thank you, Luca.
Thank you, guys.
And you can take off the headset, but leave us the cake. Okay. And that's the Bill Viral Show. We're live and local.
Are you kicking me off already?
No, you're staying.
No, you're staying.
And we're at the Palm Springs Art Museum in Palm Desert. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah.
By DCS Heating and Air Conditioning, delivering distinguished customer service. 343-5566.
This weekend, the weather will be great for the golf and the diner parties. We will warm up highs in the 80s, and by next week, we could see mid-90s. Today, it'll be 80 here in the Valley, 70s in the Morongo Basin, some light winds locally, but otherwise, enjoy the weather. That is your weather. I'm Ron Young, and you're up to date.
Still a mystery where that aircraft is.
Russia's military escalation in Crimea.
Houses are totally covered with 60 feet of mud.
12 years a slave.
Yep, we're having an earthquake.
Delay of Obamacare.
Governor Christie.
What is it like to be the last black president? Seriously?
From what happened in March.
CIA search of computers.
To what happens in April. The news happens.
The world is watching with grave concern.
Here.
Who could have seen this coming?
K-News, 94.3 FM and 970 AM.
3 minutes after Bulldog and Kevin, Bob Bogart has rejoined us as another co-host.
Welcome back.
And, of course, we have the fabulous Kay Ballard. And I want to make sure everybody knows that Kay Ballard did a great show.
Yes, you did, Kay.
But, you know, it's interesting. I've spent time in my life saying, I plug Carol Channing to get the Kennedy Award.
Right.
I used to tell Fred, do it. And he'd say, well, we can't even get Julie Harris, and then they finally did.
Right.
And I plugged Lily Tomlin, who's really brilliant.
Right.
And I'm plugging you. Now, damn it, I want it to work.
That's right. Yeah, if I get the Kennedy Center on, it's
well, thank you.
No, I want you to get
a syndicated
show.
And we'll have you on all the time. We'll have Kay Ballard.
No. Well, if I'm here, let's face it, I'm swirling the bowl.
Hello, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Kay Ballard, you're still here. But Kay is getting the first Lifetime Achievement Award from Jewish Family Services.
Thrills my heart.
Yes, at Michael Childress. It's Michael Childress, one night only, April 23rd, which is at the McCallum Theater, which is all about Jews who wrote musicals and written music.
What?
That's the theme.
Well, name me a composer who isn't Jewish that wrote musicals.
Exactly.
Cole Porter is the only one.
Cole Porterwitz. He changed his name. No.
Polinsky.
And April 30th at CV Rep, she'll be the luminary at the Luminary Luncheon at 12 noon. And for tickets, 760-296-2966. 760-296-2966.
And I ordered eggplant parmesan.
But because it always comes from Aquaposit, right? The Kellers do that.
But you know something? Barbara Keller could be my daughter. She has the same eyes.
But they're terrific people.
They are great people.
And her mother was born on my birthday.
Really?
I don't know if that's a sign of anything.
You could have been her mother.
They make great eggplant parmesan, right?
They do.
Right?
That's right.
It's important.
But Bob Bogart has a couple of little announcements for the museum.
Just a few.
I feel like I'm running
a telethon. Oh, Helene Galen.
Helene Galen. We're in her wig right now.
I love her.
And so we have Free First Fridays at the Galen. That's tomorrow.
Right.
And that's in conjunction with First Weekends of the City of Palm Springs. And I've been asked to mention that. That includes the art walk. There'll be several art galleries that are having openings, including the Imago Galleries, which is having a Bruce Houston collaboration with Billy Wilder. And these really fantastic interpretations of Queen Nefertiti.
Oh, wow. She's wearing a Campbell soup can.
Yeah, wearing a Campbell. God. Yeah, just like a sort of almost like a Andy Warhol.
Yeah, Warhol.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Our own Philip Smith, who lives here locally, is having a opening at the of contemporary art at Royale Projects. That's on Free First Fridays, or the first weekend. And then we're, of course, doing Free First Fridays here at the Palm Springs Art Museum in Palm Desert,
right,
where we're having free admission, and also the band downtown.
Downtown.
That's an electropop band.
Yes.
So free admission at the museum, free band from 5 until 7 p.m. And then, of course, I have to mention once again, upcoming is the $99 art sale, which Kay Ballard has participated in the past. In fact, right. I talked to the happy person who bought your sketch of the dogs last year. Anyway, so that's coming up on April 13th.
And it's a joke, and it went for $150.
No, $99.
$99.
Everything's always $99.
They lied to me.
They wanted to make you feel even better, Kay. Yeah.
So that's coming up on April 12th at the Riviera Hotel from 4:30 till 6:30, and it's free admission, and more than 600 cameras will be available for purchase.
And Frankie's Bakery has sent us delicious baked goods.
And you know, our good friend Chef Andre Carthen, right. He just texted that he just picked up his pie from your bakery. So that's a really...
Oh, wait a minute. Andre shops at your bakery?
That's a big deal.
He's a chef, Andre.
And he's a chef, and he's a very good chef.
He's a great chef, so that's a very big deal.
And what about Clark? We got to mention my dad.
Yeah, Clark.
Hello, Clark.
Destination Palm Springs. Destination Palm Springs. All the mugs and T-shirts and fabulous things. Everything top quality.
And he just informed me that they'll be selling things at the Short Fest. You know, they have a collaboration with the International Film Society.
Oh, that's at the Midget Festival.
Now, you know, I said did everything. I worked with Andy Warhol.
Did you? She says it like you.
Andy Warhol.
You say Andy Warhol.
Yes.
Isn't it Andy Warhol?
Warhol.
It's
Warhol.
Andy Warhol.
We're from New York.
Thank you.
New York.
Warhol.
I'm going to tell you a funny story about him.
Real quick.
You got 60 seconds.
In the Serendipity. And he said, I want you to do a show. And he did. He did the costumes. And it was all, what do you call it? You paste on? It was the Thurber show.
You're talking about pasties.
It's
like, what?
You paste on
Kay Ballard, we love you. And Andy,
Velcro.
Andy Warhol should rest in peace. That's his name. I don't care what
Kay.
You say.
You're the
hey,
best.
Hey, tomorrow's Delirious Friday. Thank you, Bob Bogart. Thank you, Kay Ballard.
Thank you.
First Lifetime Achievement Award. Michael Childress, One Night Only, April 23rd. We'll see you tomorrow on the radio.
No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.